Welcome to another episode of Doubtfully Daily Matigo, a short podcast never longer than 5 minutes where I get to discuss whatever happens to be on my mind. And quite a bit is on my mind, mostly because I'm considering getting back into podcasting. It's been quite some time since I've had the opportunity to work with this particular medium. I have helped people learn how to do this and record their own shows and edit their shows, things of that sort, but it's been a long time since I've made anything myself. So, I don't know, is this something that I want to do again? And if so, what kind of changes do I need to make to this workspace here that I call my own, which is very echoey? I need to make it less echoey so that the sound is a little easier to listen to. Now, one of the reasons why I've been thinking a lot about getting back into podcasting is because I've been listening to Phone Boy's irregularly released episodes of Phoneboy Speaks, and a lot of things that he talks about are things that I read about or I'm interested in and I want to reflect on. And unfortunately, I don't really have the opportunity to write long, detailed blog posts very often. And it's because when I sit in front of the computer, I've gotten into a terrible habit. I sit in front of the computer and I work and I work and I work and I work and I work. And it's cutting into a lot of my downtime. I don't know how to relax aside from going outside and walking around the neighborhood where I'm literally away from the keyboard. And that is one way for me to relax because I can listen to podcasts. I can work on things in a language I'm most comfortable in, which would be English, not a computer language, but a spoken language. And I can think about things that are not related to work. I'll be thinking about things that are related to computers or the networks and things of that sort, but it's a completely different topic and it allows me to just refresh myself. And this is something that I might get back into, like just responding to things that I've heard on other podcasts or things that I have read throughout the day. Now, I don't read a lot of news anymore because it's just unbearable, but one thing I do read is books. I read a lot of books and generally I go through them very slowly. And it's not because I'm a slow reader, because I can consume things incredibly fast. It's usually when I'm reading books that are worth reading, I don't race through them. I think about the things that are being said. And sometimes this means I'll read a paragraph and I'll put the book down and think about it for 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe an hour, depending on the content of that one paragraph, and then pick up the book and continue reading. Do that again and again and again and really think things through in order to understand some of the concepts, some of the ideas that are being put down into words. Because when a person writes a book, a lot of the words are not superfluous. They are intentional. And so skipping over them means that I may be missing something that's rather important. And this could be true whether it's something from Malcolm Gladwell or Jordan Peterson or many of the other authors that I enjoy reading. But so long as it's not science fiction, I take my time. It's not a race. And a lot of these books have things that are very interesting to think about, things that I agree with, things that I disagree with, things that I just want to comment on because it may have revealed something or put two and two together of something that I've witnessed in the past or thought in the past, and it just made something click. And these things are interesting. Maybe it's something that's worth sharing. I'm not exactly sure.